Today, we journey west and explore the city of Yorkville as we continue WGN Radio's hometown tour. We're hitting all the hot spots in Yorkville, and you're coming with us. It's your hometown, Yorkville style, sponsored by McDonald's.
And we're giving away four wristbands, meal tickets, and drink tickets to Yorkville Riverfest, Saturday, July 20th in Yorkville's Riverfront Park. Join the Yorkville Parks and Recreation Department for a fun-filled country music fest you won't want to miss, with food, live country music, free family activities, and more down by the Fox River. If you want four freebies, call now. 15th caller wins. 312-981-7200. Caller 15 is a winner. 312-981-7200. The mayor of Yorkville joins us now, John Purcell. You're not eligible for the contest, but I do have some questions for you, and I'm glad you got up early with us, Mr. Mayor. Let's talk first about Yorkville and the history. Once it was two different towns, correct?
That is correct. Years ago, the south side of the river was Yorkville, and the north side was Bristol. And back in the 1950s, the two towns merged, and quite honestly, I don't know if that was a referendum or how that was done, but then it became the United City of the Village of Yorkville, and probably in the 90s or early 2000s, they just changed it to the United City of Yorkville. But there's your quick history.
What's your favorite part of being the mayor?
Oh, boy, a lot. I probably the favorite part is the fact that I grew up here in the community, been here my whole life. I just like the chance to improve the community, see new people come in. People come from the city, suburbs. They say, what a great town, and meeting new people. And I tell people, one of my favorite parts is I am the liquor commissioner, so I have to do liquor inspection. So that's kind of fun, too.
Yeah, and talking about other jobs, your wife has an interesting job, doesn't she?
She does. Yes, she does. My wife is actually the Kendall County coroner. She's elected by the whole county. So that's pretty amazing. She's actually one of the top coroners in the whole state of Illinois, if not the top, through her education or experience. She does presentations for cops, for fire guys, firefighters all around the state, just because she has such expertise. And tomorrow is her birthday, so I want to wish her a happy birthday because I'm bad about cards and all that stuff. So happy birthday, babe.
Yeah, you still got to get the card, too. I've tried that.
And I do sleep with one eye open, too, you know, just to make sure.
I imagine at the end of the day, she's asking you about your job. Do you ask her about her day, given that she's the coroner?
You know, sometimes we had about a month ago, and you all may have covered it, I don't know, about a month ago, they were doing some road work, new water line in town here, about a block from her house, actually, and they came across an old graveyard. So they had to stop the construction site, and they had to sift through and find bones, and they got a forensic anthropologist to identify the body. And I was over there helping her sift through the dirt. So sometimes it's interesting. Sometimes I say, I don't want to hear it at all.
Yeah, I don't blame you. And tell us what's coming up. You've got the River Fest, the Hometown Days Festival. And what should people not miss?
Well, you know, Yorkville, being a small town, a lot of small towns, it started 4th of July parade. So next Thursday, we have a 4th of July parade at 9 a.m. There's no cost to enter if you want to enter a float or just be in there for whatever you want to be in there for. I do it for my Ace Hardware store here in town. And that's next Friday or next Thursday. And then we have activities in the park after that. And then, of course, we have the fireworks at about 9:15 at night. We increased our budget, so we're going to have our best fireworks show ever. I'm really stoked about that, to be quite honest. And the River Fest, you know, the River Fest, one thing they're going to talk about probably is there's a cardboard boat race in the Fox River. They do on the River Fest sometime in the afternoon. That's always kind of fun to get people in cardboard boats. They float down the river and some of them fall apart before they get to the end. That's kind of fun too.
Mayor of Yorkville, John Purcell, thank you. Have a great summer.
Thank you. Bye now.
And it's a great featuring Yorktown today and giving stuff away. Karen in Lockport, you get the four wristbands, meal tickets, and drink tickets to Yorkville Riverfest on Saturday, July 20th in Yorkville's Riverfront Park for being the 15th caller. Way to go.
Thank you. Sounds great.
And thank you for listening. Hold on so we can get your address.
To get more Your Hometown content and submit suggestions for your hometown, visit WGNRadio.com/yourhometown.